crib. Just like Adam with the missing rib. The cocaine king is where they used to live. The hairdresser used to talk, yeah, real, real glib. But I got a great mind, and he's going in the fist. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind of how the dumb monkeys got gorilla.
Hey, everybody, it's the GB Podcast. I'm Andrew.
I'm
And this is the 28th of August. And we're just shy of Labor Day weekend. Yeah, you know, we don't have a specific thing to talk about this this week, so we're gonna just kind of riff off of the news lately. Did you watch the Olympics?
I was obsessed with the Olympics.
Were you
I
really?
Thought I wasn't going to be, but every night I got suckered into watching.
Seriously,
like everything. Maybe it's because I've kind of gotten I've started competing in sports again.
Yeah, you're a little more into it.
Yeah, I got really into it. You know, not just so you know. Watching Phelps or something, but I got into the gymnastics.
Yeah.
Watching, you know, Sean Johnson and Nastia Lukin do their thing. Speaking of Nastia Lukin, real quick, a friend of mine who was watching the Olympics coverage on NBC every night always misheard her name.
Okay.
And always thought the, you know, Bob Costas was saying Nastia Lukin. And I was like, oh, I can see where, you know, nasty looking.
Yeah.
I was like, I can see that. So he thought it was, you know, childish, but
yes.
I was like, yes, it is, but it's funny too. But yeah, I mean, like, the running was great. The opening and closing ceremonies were
fantastic.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, really, really crazy. What did you think of the news that China had, like, digitally enhanced the opening ceremonies and had a stand-in lip sync?
My big thing, well, the stand-in was one thing.
Yeah.
You know, the kid, the other kid, if you saw the other kid, she was pretty cute.
But not cute enough, huh?
Apparently, you know, she had maybe slightly crooked teeth, but I was like, okay. You know, that's not something America would do, I think.
Right. No, I don't think so.
The gymnastic controversy.
Right.
I don't think those girls are 14. I mean, I don't even think they're 14.
Oh, like you know, younger than 14?
Hika Shin, she looks like she's 12.
Yeah.
You know, like, seriously, she's got, like, baby teeth still, it looks like.
Wow.
I don't know, I don't want to be one for, you know, being, you know, any conspiracy theories, but...
Right. No, I know what you mean.
The gymnastic one was kind of a little too much for me.
So I didn't see... the only... competition I saw anything of was the high dives,
women's high dives.
That was pretty cool. Although I have no idea how the judges could possibly score in you know something that goes by so quickly and be very realistic about it. I mean, I was watching it on TV and I had to wait for the repeat to really
the
see
slow
it.
Motion. And,
yeah.
And I mean it's fast.
And I don't think that the judges get a look at those.
I don't know. I think you have to kind of have a good eye for it.
Yeah.
And I think if you're a judge or...
yeah, I guess if you know what you're looking for.
You know,
for.
If you're attuned to it. Like it's,
right.
It's like when I used to watch skateboarding. I mean, I still do. But when I watch skateboarding videos and they do a trick and it happens in the blink of an eye, well, you know what went down if you're a skater. You know? So I think if you're tuned to it and you're watching for it, you know what you're looking at.
All right.
I definitely think like some of the gymnastics stuff, the commentary that was going on while the gymnastics were going on.
Yeah,
there were things they were looking out for that you wouldn't notice, like oh, you know, she's lifting her foot here, her feet are not pointed upwards, or they're not things that you would not notice, but they immediately notice it while it's going on.
Sure,
I'm just like wow. So I don't know, gotta have an eagle eye, I guess. That's my take on it.
Well, from one spectacle to the next, are you tuning into any of the coverage of the Democratic National Convention?
Watching it for the past 2 days.
Yeah.
Caught up on some of the speeches. A lot of the Illinois stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
Because the whole contingent's down there. And it's kind of bizarre. These are things I typically wouldn't be... Well, I wouldn't say typically, but they're not things I've followed very much in the past. But in the past...
This year it's a little more important.
It's been interesting.
Yeah. You know,
politics, the sports. Like, I really didn't give much, you know, Olympics weren't going to be at the top of my list of things to watch. But yeah, every night it was on and I was like, oh man, I got to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, the DNC, it's actually pretty, I saw Michelle Obama's speech.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Hillary's speech last night. And maybe it's because I haven't tuned in to much of their stuff while they were battling
during the
head.
Primaries. Yeah.
Wasn't kind of desensitized to what they had to say. Mm-hmm. But I found it pretty, you know, I was like, wow, this is kind of
cool,
uplifting, kind of inspiring in a way. So
that's the idea.
Maybe it's the optimist in me and the sucker at the same time, but I don't know. Have you been watching a lot of stuff?
You know, I tuned in a little bit on the radio, and I've been watching it online. It's neat. Did you see, we linked on Tuesday to on Wednesday to a video that Chicago Public Radio had gotten of a whole bunch of hugs between different members of the Illinois contingent.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, so the big news was Blago hugging Michael Madison. Madigan. They're bitter enemies, so I don't know if that's... I think it was more for show and, you know, in the spirit of a joke. But
yeah.
But it was interesting, that's for sure. You know, I think that you know, Obama, even if he doesn't win, and I think he will win. I don't want to make it sound like he won't, but you know, even if he doesn't win, I think that this is you know, this is a really great time for Illinois in the national political sphere. You know, even if he doesn't end up getting it, we're that much more prominent in the. You know, in the federal government, and I think that that'll mean a lot for Chicago and the state.
I'm hoping he gets it. I mean, the polls are showing a super tight race at the moment, which is not that good. But at the same time, you know, it's
early.
It's early, but
they have not yet begun to fight. I say.
We'll see if McCain can get up in the morning and fight.
Right.
But, Anyway.
So why don't we talk about some stuff that's going on this weekend? What do you got? You had a couple things for tonight, right?
I do. There is a movie. It's actually made the rounds quite a few times.
Day Without a Mexican.
It's called A Day Without a Mexican.
Right.
And it takes a look at the hypothetical question of what if... it takes place in California.
Yeah.
And... It basically deals with one day California waking up to having one-third of its inhabitants, all the Hispanic people in California, gone.
Right.
So it follows the trajectories and paths of a governor who's on the way to becoming a senator or into Congress or something. There is one Latina woman still left, and she's the only one. And but it basically kind of does a doomsday scenario of, you know, the trash doesn't get collected.
Right.
All the dirty jobs that, you know, supposedly
nobody's cooking in
immigrant
the kitchen.
Workers do, exactly.
So that is that's being shown at the Females United for Action offices, which are at 11 East Adams Street. You do need to RSVP.
But it is free.
But it is free, and it's at 5 o'clock, so right after work.
Yep,
on a Thursday night, you can head right over. But make sure you RSVP because they want to know how many people are going to show up. It is an office, not a theater.
It did come out to good reviews when it came like over a year or so ago. And
it would be cool to see
it for free. So do
right.
it. Later that night or that evening, probably starting
tonight.
Shortly after tonight, is Sonny Rollins. Jazz legend himself will be opening up, jazz blues.
Yeah, he's
he'll be opening up the start of the 30th annual Chicago Jazz Festival,
right.
which runs all weekend long.
Yep.
In Millennium Park and surrounding areas.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what time that starts. I
believe 7, 8,
is, 6.
Yeah, it's 6:30. When it's supposed to start. It'll probably end up starting a little bit later.
Yeah.
So but it is free down at the Petrillo Band Shell. Oh, no, excuse me.
No,
it's Pritzker Pavilion this time.
It's in the Pritzker.
Finally making use of that area.
Exactly.
Good.
So it should be quite a nice time.
Yeah.
Get some food, lay out on the grounds, and watch a jazz legend do
his
thing.
Cool. Well, on Friday, we are having our monthly GB get-together. This is actually, we've had two this month because the first fell on a Friday, so we figured we might as well do do it then, July 1st.
Yes.
Or August 1st, August. Rather. So, but we're going to be doing it at the Chicago Street, excuse me, Clark Street Ale House, which is at Clark and Chicago. And it runs from 8 to 11 p.m. We'll just have a couple of tables in there.
It's a great little place.
Look for some stickers out on the tables and people in GB black shirts with four Chicago stars on them.
Probably my favorite bar downtown.
Yeah, it's a decent little bar. Great beer list. Should be a lot of fun. Come on out.
Also got, excited.
Yeah, what do you got?
I have the NA Triple C's.
What is that?
The NA Triple C's, if you are a bike messenger or into the bike scene at all, is the North American Cycle Courier Championships.
Cool.
And it's hosted all around the world.
Yeah.
Last year was in San Francisco, and they passed the torch to Chicago for this year.
Awesome.
Every city actually has to lobby to get...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So this is like...
This is a big deal.
A really early test run for the Olympics, huh?
Yeah. But the nice thing about the NAACCs is that they are legit. There are permits. This is not an alley cat race.
Oh, cool.
Even though it is... anyone can enter, but it is primarily for messengers and couriers.
Right. Okay.
People from Europe come. People from Asia come.
So this
the
is
Japanese,
a big deal.
This is
yeah.
a big deal. This is the event.
All right.
If you're coming, and it starts kicks off on Friday. I think with possibly preliminary rounds, qualifiers. I think Friday is an early qualifier. Saturday is the race, and then Sunday there's like the ending party.
Awesome.
But it goes all weekend long, and but concurrently at the same time is the Bike Polo Championships.
Nice.
Chicago has a strong bike polo contingent. Wisconsin has an even bigger
no kidding.
Bike polo contingent.
So you guys know what bike polo is. It's when...
It's polo on bikes.
Yeah.
You know, mallets.
So lots of balancing yeah. with mallets in hand.
So a lot of this... A lot
of crashes.
A lot of the information is a bit too much, so
yeah.
just head on over to ChicagoNACCC.com for
right.
more information.
About that, and then ChicagoBikePolo.com has some fill in.
Yes.
The other part. Cool. And, yeah, so let's move on to Saturday. Saturday morning, Adobo Grills Chef Freddy Sanchez is going to be doing a cooking demo at the Green City Market. And it's free, and it's at 10:30 a.m. Looks like it'll be fun. You'll learn about how to cook Nouvelle Mexican, I suppose. I will bet that their handmade guacamole will be part of that.
Would I'm sure it will be.
Though I could be wrong. Maybe he'll skip that since that's a pretty easy recipe. We'll see. Anyway, that's free. It's at the Green City Market. Worth going to.
Always good time.
What do you got?
Later that night, actually, also part of the Chicago North American Cycle Courier Championship.
The bike stuff, yes.
More bike stuff. But it is a separate event, but it's a more nighttime social
yeah.
event, is the Bike Messenger Prom. And this is an event that actually has gone on independently of the NAACCs. But this year they're doing one in association with it, and it's also
okay.
a fundraiser. So some of that money goes to something, and it's
cool.
at the Bottom Lounge. It starts at 8. It's people do dress up,
cool. And ride there, of course.
And they do ride. If you're rolling solo, it's $15, and if you're coming as a couple, it's $20.
Nice.
So find a partner, even if you're not dating, or just come with your buddy.
Yeah.
Call yourself a couple.
There you go.
So
hold hands.
It's all good.
Yeah. Cool. Well, in between, should you be up for it, there is the Bash on Wabash.
The Bash on Wabash.
Gets started, it's on the South Loop. It gets started on at noon, and it runs both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday in the evening, Waco Brothers and Mukapatsa are the headliners. There's a bunch running all the way up to then. And then Sunday, Murder by Death.
Murder by Death is a good band.
Will be the headliner, yeah. So check that out.
You were about to say check that shit out.
I was about to say check that shit out.
And you should check that shit out.
You should. It's $5 donation. Definitely worth checking out. It's a big bang for your buck. Or a big bash for your buck,
there
if you want to go there. So, did you have anything else?
I do not.
I got one more. Next Wednesday, Andrew Bird is going to be playing at the Pritzker Pavilion for free.
Holy crap!
And
you
that,
should check that shit
that
out.
That is definitely worth checking out, because he's a great show, and it's a great place to see him
perform. Is he going
to
have his ensemble? His,
I believe so, yes.
Big... I don't know what you call those things.
Oh, like the whirling megaphone type?
Yeah.
I assume so. I mean, they've got room for it on that stage.
It'd be interesting to hear it in that space. I think that'd be an awesome place.
It will. And, you know, hanging out on the lawn is a great way to
It should be pretty crowded, so check it out.
Yeah, so get there early. It starts at 6:30, Pritzker Pavilion, and it is, once again, free. So...
Muchas
there you go.
Excelente.
Hope you guys have a great Labor Day weekend. Cook something on the grill for us.
Enjoy 3 days.
Yeah.
If you have
enjoy your day off. Yeah. Cool. Talk to you later, guys.